Who knew another episode of Shenanigans so soon? So if you happen to follow me or friend me on any of my social media accounts, then you might know that yesterday, October 29th, 2017, I kind of went off. It's not really I went off. It's just I don't really take the time to post a thing or write something and post it unless I feel like it's something I need to address. And so I did that yesterday. I was pretty livid, actually. This is an ongoing issue for ever and ever and ever and ever and fucking ever. But this actually was kind of kicked off by a conversation with my sisters. And so basically I'm going to read you what I wrote and posted, because what better way to share that than just to read the damn thing. So here is an idea for all of the relentless ass Sumal Rubak stalking young girls, and for that matter, anyone on social media. Stop. There is no excuse for your predatory behavior. But she messaged me first. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You are a grown ass man. So extract yourself from that situation. You can simply decline. Hell, you can even block her. But moving forward with that conversation says nothing about you except that you have pedophilic tendencies. But I didn't know. Yeah, look. So there's a tiny chance that you didn't actually know she was a minor. But we're from a small community, like Coconut Wireless. So all you have to do is ask. And here's the thing. And if that's the case, ask yourself why. Is it because you don't want to know if she's a minor? Or worse, do you not want her parents to know? So this is that point where it's kind of like, bye molungul. See, the thing is, being a Palawan girl, young woman, grown-ass woman, has enough complications without you literally creating more problems. Nearly all of which, by the way, are going to become lifelong issues. This is on top of all the generational bullshit we have to carry from our moms, our grandmas, our aunties, every single woman who came before us who put up with the same damn nonsense. So in summary, knock it the fuck off. You know what's creepy is that I say Sumal as Rubak, but really, it's fucking anybody. Like, we say older men, but I've had these encounters, I've had these experiences with fucking boys younger than me. I've had these encounters with strangers, I don't know. I've had these fucking encounters with people who are my own relatives. And like 9 times out of 10, they're like, nah, it's okay, they were drinking. Fuck your drinking. That is not an excuse for you to harass me, assault me, attempt to assault me. There is no excuse. There's none whatsoever for that predatory style of behavior. So knock that shit off. And it's even more sad that so many people are unable to speak up about it. But that shouldn't be the case. So this is my open invite to anybody listening, especially as it pertains to the Palawan community, because we are a small-ass community. I personally have kept a list since I basically hit puberty. It's not a long list, but it's a list of names. Confirmed, unconfirmed, and different things that are associated with those names of just encounters I've had and encounters people close to me have had. And yeah, I haven't doxed anyone, I haven't put out the list, it's not public. But there are people who have shared their stories, and I will go out of my way to protect them. I will not release their names, so don't even bother asking. I will always, always keep those people privacy, like, first. Know that. However, for the people who think that this is blown out of proportion, or the people who just for some reason are not buying into it, so to speak, sexual assault and sexual harassment, particularly in our community, is so much more widespread than you know if you are at all trying to deny it. There are people working all over Palau. There are people all over the mainland who should not be where they are. But it is only a matter of time before all your shit gets brought up. So, to all my listeners who have been harassed, been assaulted, been victims, are survivors, sending you nothing but love and healing, and know that you are definitely not alone. And honestly, if you ever need someone to talk to, vent to, in confidence, without judgment, I am more than happy to take your calls, texts, emails, whatever it is you need. Thank you for tuning in to this slightly more serious episode of the Shenanigans Podcast, and we'll be back again soon.